morning's message, the Lord led me, destruction for America. And he began to show me the reasons why our country would be no longer very, very soon. Destruction for America. And the first thing he showed me was when the people of God turn from hearing the voice of God to serving men. He said, when the people of God turn from hearing the voice of God to serve men. First Samuel is a perfect example of that, and I believe we'll see the parallel concerning our nation. 1 Samuel chapter 8 in verses 1 through 8. The children of Israel made a decision in Samuel that they have longed to regret, and that was when they made a decision to be like all the other nations. Amen. Instead of serving and hearing from the voice of God through his prophets. Notice in 1 Samuel chapter 8, we'll go through 1 through 8, he says, and it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of the second Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes and perverted judgment. Or lucre is gaining money or goods. And we know perverted, turning away from what is right and what is true. Amen. And took bribes. Notice how they did not follow their father, but they turned and they perverted the ways that God had established. Look at verse 3, and he says, and his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, took bribes and perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah, and said unto him, behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But notice verse 6. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. Notice what the Lord said in the response. And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people and all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. We see as the America, especially this election year, we saw many so-called evangelicals ran to the polls to look for a man to present success or wealth or whatever you want to call it for our country. They turned from seeking Jesus, the Son of God, to seeking a poll and seeking someone or a king or someone in authority. And we saw what we got. The results were very destructive, and they still are destructive, and we know it soon will be history. The second thing we want to look at is when sodomy is accepted in a nation. As we see the homosexuals and lesbians and how that they're perverting this whole nation through the leaders of this nation. As we saw in Genesis chapter 19, before God destroyed, we know Abraham had interceded for Sodom. And we need to pray for those who are bound by this perversion that they would be delivered. Amen. Before our country is destroyed. Genesis chapter 19, we'll look at verses 1 through 14 and notice Lot not even aware of what God was about to do. And I believe there's many Lots out there today. Amen. In our country who are unaware of what God is about to do upon the nation of America.